Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with Jenny Che, born in Hong Kong and raised in Fairbanks, Alaska. Jenny is the founder and owner of Sipping Streams Tea Company, the best-selling author of The Essence of Tea, and the host of the Essence of Tea podcast, Sipping Streams, the only geothermal-powered tea farm in the world. Began as a vision in 2004 when Jenny noticed the way that tea was able to bring different people together. Bootstrapping from absolutely nothing 16 years ago and building a business without so much as a mentor, Jenny's passion for community, sustainability, and quality have allowed the Sipping Streams Tea Company to weather two recessions and a pandemic. That's amazing. Sipping Streams custom tea infusions have won first, second, and third at the North American Tea Championships and second at the Global Tea Championships, along with earning Jenny a first prize for the top tea infusionist at the 2011 World Tea Expo. Sipping Streams also has been featured in Fresh Cup Magazine, Edible Alaska, and NPR. Welcome, Jenny. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm up and about, but you are just waking up in Alaska.
I got my cup of tea, so I'm good.
Love it. So I am so excited to talk about tea for health and wellness. That's my area of, I love herbs. I love, you know, the power of herbs and supplements and, you know, trying to balance things out without prescriptions as a holistic pharmacist, as a functional pharmacist. So tell me, how did you get started with tea? What brought you to this business? I mean, I'm sure this probably started at an early age, tea in your culture. Like how did you get started?
So that is actually one of the biggest myths. What the irony is that I'm born in Hong Kong. Uh-huh. But I grew up in Alaska, which Alaska is a very large coffee consuming state. So I've actually been drinking coffee since I was four. And I actually prefer the taste of black coffee. So it's not that I'm like, oh, I'm a coffee drinker. I literally am a coffee drinker. You know what I mean? But my background, actually, being the first person ever to graduate from high school in my family and to go to college and graduate from college, my background is actually sports medicine. So I was an athletic trainer. I was studying athletic training and physical education. So I was a double major at Boise State University. And my last year of college, because I spent 528 every day at the coffee shop to study, like, but it was 528. Like at that time, before crazy inflation, that was like a price of a whole meal, right?
Right.
So I did not need to spend that much money when I was about to graduate from college. So when I'd go to the coffee shop to study, I started picking the cheapest thing on the menu, which was tea. And my friends would walk by and they're like, oh, you're drinking tea? Like, are you drinking tea because you're Chinese? Actually, that's the first chapter of my book. So there's like very interesting things that people would say to me because they saw me with a cup of tea. They didn't drink tea, but I wasn't a tea drinker either. So people would ask me questions like, oh, I heard tea cures cancer, or I heard it's really good for you. And I actually did not know, because I was not drinking tea for the health benefits. I was drinking tea because it was budget friendly. So that's one of the biggest.
That's
one of the biggest things is like most people start drinking tea because of wellness, because of health benefits. But I am like the complete opposite. Maybe it's just my very logical, analytical personality where I'm like, okay, if this is what I need to do, then this is just what I need to do, whatever, you know, kind of thing. And And so as I was diving deeper into understanding tea, because remember, I was a double major. I was education and I was, you know, sports medicine. So I'd go to the library, do my homework, research case studies on different taping and wrapping techniques, modalities, whatever it was, you know, the Journal of Sports Medicine. But sometimes I'd flip through the journal at the library and I'd find case studies on tea. I don't know why they were in those journals, because it, after reading all the study, it wasn't actually on anything that had to do with sports medicine. But for some reason, there would be case studies on tea. And then being my educational self, like more like the teacher in me, I would want to tell all my friends what I learned. Like, well, actually, in this one particular case study in Northern Scandinavia, and then I would tell them like how there was a correlation between people's personalities who were tea drinkers and their longevity. You know, like it would not be necessarily the answers that they're looking for. I had not yet found anything correlated with, you know, components of tea and curing cancer or helping aid cancer or anything like that. But this is just my baby steps, because I'm like, I don't know, is tea actually healthy for you? And so hence now where I am now from 2004 all the way to 2023. And I've been in business now for 16 years. I've taught for over 16 years on tea and the health benefits of tea. But that transformation all just started from trying to save money as a college student.
That's funny, because reading your background, it just sounded like not. It sounded like tea was always part of your life. So that's awesome. And it's so funny too. Like, nope, it was just for the saving some bucks during college. Poor college student. I love it. So tell me, so after reading, you know, learning in these journals and kind of starting to see tea, did you kind of see a correlation of like athletes using tea for certain like medical conditions and health benefits?
No, because then it was still pretty early on. Okay. So this is like, you know, what, 20 years ago, almost right? 20 years ago. And in Asian culture, like food is medicine. And I grew up actually in a family of restaurant owners. So I grew up in an entrepreneurial family who never wanted their children to be entrepreneurs. They're like, be a doctor, you know, kind of thing. So they don't want us to work hard like them, like struggle, like build a business from the ground up. But being in an entrepreneurial family, you know, my mom especially is very interested in different experiences. Like, I think she liked side hustles, because that's how like I grew up selling at the farmer's market. She's like, I like growing these vegetables. And then she grew them in like mass quantities. And she's like, okay, we're going to sell these at the farmer's market and we're going to work at the restaurant. And, you know, it's just kind of like one of those cultural, I think it's a cultural thing maybe. But where you get really interested in something and then you're just like, well, I'm in a new country. I might as well try all these things, you know. But anyways.
I don't know. I've always had a side hustle since I was, I don't even know, like 16, and like always as a pharmacist, being a Zumba instructor, or, you know, never just would sit down. Started like a children's boutique for a couple of years online. Like, I have always had entrepreneurial in me to like do something fun. And if something was interesting to me, I'm like, oh, let's do this for a little bit.
Yeah, it's actually very interesting how, you know, we can get like addicted to like the excitement of like the risk in a way. I lost my train of thought.
You were talking about the restaurant. Your mom like always liked the side hustle. So you were just kind of going back and forth with everything.
Yeah. So what I found was like, I didn't really know much about the health benefits. I'd research the health benefits, so I'd have more information. And then as I worked in, when I came back to Alaska, after college, I was the head athletic trainer for a high school. I was actually contracted out of the physical therapy clinic, and I was still drinking tea just because it was, I just, everywhere has tea, like Lipton tea bags or whatever, which I never noticed because I was a coffee drinker, right? So the whole time, like, I don't meet other tea drinkers. Like, Alaska is a coffee drinking state. There's like a coffee hut, like on every block here, you know, like a coffee hut drive through. And it's very common for people to drink coffee. And I just didn't really know, you know, reflecting on, you know, like, have I been around tea this whole time? I'm like, well, it's always at the restaurant, like the Chinese restaurant. Like, you go out for dim sum, they always give you a pot of tea, but it's not something I actually really paid attention to. So I had to really think about, like, do I know anyone else who drinks tea? Which I didn't. I didn't really know anybody else who drank tea. And when I went to the physical therapy clinic, I'd have my cup of tea. I put it next to the, you know, the patient or whatever before I started treating them. And when sometimes I'd be doing ultrasounds on people and they would tell me their stories about tea because they saw me with a cup of tea. They would say, oh yeah, my great aunt used to drink tea down in Alabama on her porch. And they would just tell me like their childhood stories about their experiences with tea, which made me think like, do I really have any stories about tea? That's interesting.
I think there's just something about a nice warm cup of tea. It just makes you feel cozy. You know, it just does. Like, it's just, oh, let's sit down and have a cup of tea. I know that was always like a thing, you know, with my parents too. Like if it was like a, okay, I'm home for something or whatever. It's like, okay, you know, like just a cup of tea with a friend. It just is like a nice warm, cozy feeling, you know? And then also just knowing like the health benefits of some of it that I use tea purposely for. So, you know, it's, I don't know. There's something about a nice warm cup of tea.
And that's what was amazing, was because I didn't grow up as a tea drinker. And the only memories I could think of when I was a child was every morning, my grandfather, when he used to stay with us, it would be like one set of grandparents and then another set of grandparents, like they would take turns when we were younger. And my grandfather did the Chinese tea ceremony for himself every morning. But I didn't understand that's what it was. It was like the weird grandpa thing, like with these weird cups and I don't know, he does his Tai Chi and, you know, like we're the weird Asian family growing up and I don't, you know, nobody else does that. I don't see anybody else's grandparents do that every morning. So it, like, you know what I mean? It's just like a very cultural different thing. And I just grew up really, you know, white, you know, I just, all my friends are like white and I'm like the weird Asian kid on the block, which is totally fine. But I'm like, oh yeah, grandpa does that weird thing where he like moves his arms in the living room, but it's really Tai Chi. And then he does this like weird thing with like little cups. And apparently that was a Chinese tea ceremony. But I don't really start thinking about this until, you know, my patients over and over again are telling me about all their experiences and their memories about tea. And that's when I really started, that's what I could grasp onto, is like memories of family and good times and relationships. And it made conversations really easy while I was doing, you know, physical therapy for the different clients. Mm-hmm. But because it was this conversational piece that dove really deep in. So you're getting to know your clients like in a much deeper intimate level when people are sharing with you about their upbringing. Yeah. And when I started learning about tea, I'd sit home at the dinner table. And then my parents started telling me about their childhood. And it was the first time, like my parents are workaholics, but in some ways, I think tea was very healing for them because they didn't talk about their really difficult childhood. Like my dad left home at 13 years old to be a merchant marine apprentice as a chef at 13 because he wasn't given like a cent. My mom didn't have shoes until she was 14 because she had to go work in a factory, you know? So my parents never, ever wanted to talk about their childhood, how poor they were, anything. It was kind of strange. When I talk to like, you know, if I meet like a Mexican family, like they're always talking about their upbringing and no matter how hard it was, our family was very closed off. So tea was actually a way for my family to also do the same thing too. Like my father started to explain to me more about the Chinese tea ceremony and that's what my grandfather did. And my dad grew up in like a tea growing region in China. And I was like, oh, weird. So actually like the health and wellness aspects that I really grasp onto is the community and the healing of like our self-identity and understanding who we are and the influences that we have. And in some ways, like for me, because I didn't grow up as a tea drinker and I didn't grow up as a tea drinker, not because it wasn't healthy for me, but just because I literally like had no clue, like, anything about it. It's very interesting because my health and wellness aspect really comes from, like, self-discovery to begin with. Like, why are we interested in health and wellness? Why are we interested in being healthier? And what does that mean in a more holistic way besides just drinking tea? Because it has health benefits in it. I mean, everything has health benefits. You know that. Everything on earth has some sort of medicinal property, right? From the pharmaceutical side or the pharmacy side. But it's how we utilize those things, right? Like, some things can be too much or, like, not good. And, you know, the balance of that.
Definitely. So where does the tea come from that you sell in your store?
So our teas from our store come from all over the world, really. We have over 50 plus teas, and we do grow our own tea too. That tea is very limited. So here in Alaska, we have the only tea farm and the first ever geothermal power tea farm. And the store, we mostly, because we've been doing this for 16 years, have been selling teas from all over the world, and we directly source them. So it's just different relationships we've built over the 16 years with different growers. We haven't traveled to any tea farms since the pandemic. So 2019 was the last year I led a tea farm. And because so many things are still up in the air, like, I just don't feel like it's safe for me to take people with me to travel, you know, around the world. But that's why we have our tea wellness retreat that's coming up at the end of March.
That's so awesome. So what happens at a tea retreat?
So at this tea retreat, it's an immersive experience into tea culture, wellness, and art. And what makes this tea retreat extremely powerful is not just because of the different professionals in the industry that we're flying up, like our matcha producers, and doing hands-on tensha evaluation before it's turned into matcha. Wellness, because of my background in health and wellness, I'll be teaching more in depth of, like, the components of the tea, the health aspects of those teas, but tying it in with culture and, like, the act and the mindfulness of doing tea at the same time. We'll be also making pigments out of tea too, and we'll have an art instructor. So art is integrated. And while we're drinking, while we're making the tea into pigments and painting with it, we'll be drinking the tea without the pigments, right? Like, the tea itself, and talking about how we're tying together what we're consuming into what we're putting out into art. And that's going to be, like, really, really powerful, because now we've integrated two different components of the self that we're expressing, but we're also taking in, like, the wellness part of the components, but also what we're putting out in our energy into art.
I love that. I think it's awesome. It sounds amazing. I wish I wasn't a bajillion miles away in Pennsylvania from Alaska, because I'd be there. It sounds amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, if anyone's interested in that, you could just go to sippingstreams.com. We have our products on our website there. And then on the homepage, we have more information about the tea wellness retreat. It definitely is meant to be an adventure, an immersive experience, even if you're miles away, because that is the time of year that the Aurora Borealis is out, like, in full, you know, like, intensity. And we have the World Ice Art Championships. So we'll be experiencing art besides tea art, but we'll get to go see world-class ice sculptures and soak in the world famous Chena Hot Springs, where our tea farm is also at. And people will be able to pick tea and to make their own tea leaves from scratch from our tea farm too.
That's so cool. So one last question. What's your favorite tea and why?
Oh, that's a great question. My favorite tea happens to be, and I say happens, because it's called Tea Kuan Yin Oolong. And it's a tea that I started drinking because I drank all these different teas because I didn't know much about tea. And I was like, wow, this one tastes so familiar. And it turns out that tea was the tea that my grandfather had every morning during his Chinese tea ceremony, which is technically my first experience ever with tea, because my sister, she'd always, like, I'm the oldest, so she'd always make me try something weird. She's like, you gotta try it. So grandpa would leave the table with these weird cups and a teapot. I didn't know it was called a teapot at the time. And he'd leave and go for his walk. So he'd do Tai Chi, his Chinese tea ceremony, and then go for a walk. And my sister would be like, I dare you drink that stuff, that weird grandpa stuff. And I'm like, okay. I mean, it can't be bad. He's drinking it every day. So I drank some of it. I'm like, oh man, this is really good. So I'd actually like sneak drinking it every day. But I didn't know I was drinking tea. And that was the tea that he drank every day. So it's my favorite tea because it's also my first tea experience.
I love it. That's so awesome. So cool. Well, is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners about the retreat? We'll have in the show notes, we'll have where they can go to register. If you want to, we'll put a link or whatever there for you guys to, if anybody is in the area or is able to travel there for the retreat. But we will put that up in the show notes so that you can connect with Jenny or you can register for the retreat.
Yeah. So yeah, everything is on my website, including the link to my YouTube channel and a link to my tea podcast, and which has way more information about like the health benefits of tea, specific teas and such like that.
That's awesome. All right. So yes, that's a great place to go. I didn't know you did have a tea podcast and I want to go visit it. I love tea. It's like my favorite. It's just, I don't know. Oolong is one of my favorite too. I love different black teas. I started to when I did like intermittent fasting and I couldn't drink black coffee. So opposite of you, black coffee to me was like, I couldn't get it down without some kind of like cream in it, just a little something. And so when I did intermittent fasting and I woke up, I'm like, I'm never going to be able to do this without coffee. And I went to tea and I would do like, oolong was like my go-to. So that's funny, but that was my thing that I could drink without breaking my fast when I was doing that. So it's one of my faves too. So thank you so much for all the awesome information, Jenny, and for being on today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.